In a fairly quiet summer of golf in Australia, 22 past 8 on a Tuesday morning, there's been plenty of action in Queensland in the last couple of weeks. I reckon Anthony Quayle's pretty happy about that. He won the PGA, the Queensland PGA, on the weekend. He joins us on the line. Anthony, good morning.
Gentlemen, how are we?
We are well, mate. Nice to have you with us. Is it nice to be playing tournament golf again?
Yeah, it's good. I play a little bit up in Japan as well, so I spent the majority of my season in Japan last year, but had an extended break over Christmas and things like that, and back into it at the start of this year.
So coming into the last couple of weeks, were you confident you'd be playing well?
To be honest, I got COVID the week before the Aussie PGA, so I spent the week locked up and pretty poor kind of preparation. So my expectations were pretty low. I just tried to enjoy myself and, yeah, played pretty nicely.
So did you sort of do a lot of putting inside in the house in your week, and then all of a sudden you started rolling butts last week?
Yeah, that's right. It was sort of, you know, like it was 5 o'clock somewhere, and I could sort of just put whatever I wanted. So maybe that's the key.
Yeah, but maybe the key also is the whole thing around expectations. Because I think we've spoken to quite a few athletes that have either had COVID or the setbacks of the logistics of the last 2 years, and they've gone and won something or done something really well because the expectation actually to perform really well wasn't there.
Yeah, look, I think there's something to it. I think at times we probably get a little bit sort of pedantic about it, maybe try to be too perfect a lot of the time, and then if it doesn't go that way, we tend to lower those expectations because you haven't prepared how you've always trained to prepare.
Yep.
So, I guess there might be something to it. I might have to try and incorporate it. I don't know if I can just go get COVID every time before I get up, but I can do something.
It was a crazy final round, Anthony. You double bogey the first hole with a nice lead, and then all of a sudden, you know, you've got no lead, and then all of a sudden it went back out to six again, I think it was, and then back down and you finally got there, but it was a true roller coaster.
It sure was, yeah. It was probably a little bit more entertaining for everybody than I was hoping. but it was a lot of fun. The two guys I was playing with, Louis and Justin, were both quality players. I knew they would make a push, and I gave up a little bit of ground early, which kind of got their foot in the door, and they both took advantage. So, just had to hang in there pretty strong and try to ride it out as long as I could.
So you kind of created a bit of history in that you've now won the Queensland Open and the Queensland PGA in your career. Well, I think Peter Senior and Greg Norman might be the only two that have done that as well. But just winning last week, what does that mean? As Huff said, there's not as many golf tournaments around, unfortunately, this summer. But does it get you entitlements anywhere? I know you play in Japan, but just from winning?
Yeah, so it does a couple of things. On our money list for the season, top three will get a European Tour card for next year. So there's obviously a fair bit of incentive there.
Yeah.
And I think top five gets us to the final stage of the Korn Ferry Tour School in America at the end of the year. So while I've got my Japan Tour status, I would really love to push for Europe or America at the end of this year. So that was a nice step last week.
Yeah, absolutely.
So you're 6 strokes in the lead after the third round. So basically the tournament's yours. Pretty straightforward. That's what I would say, Anthony. Now it's a bit different world than the world of professional golf. You double bogey the first, and your partner birdies 2, 3, and 4, and all of a sudden it's down to 1. What are you thinking?
All that was going through my head at the time was I thought 6 shots might last you a little longer, Q. but unfortunately, they didn't. So, you know, I sort of made a mistake down the first and didn't quite recover well enough. And then it probably just stunned a bit of momentum for me. And Justin took full advantage. He was 4 under through 5 holes and was looking really good. Probably could have been 5 under through 5 and actually taken the lead, but he got into a share of the lead with me. And then he made a couple of mistakes. I made a couple of really good birdies. I think it went back out to 5 or 6. And then on the back nine, Louis started to push, sort of middle of the back nine, and I made another bogey. And so I think it was back down to 1 or 2. And then Louis sort of tapered off. I kind of made another birdie. And then Daniel Gale, who ended up coming second, come home pretty strong as well. So, yeah, it was pretty entertaining, that's for sure.
So to those moments, I mean, You could quite easily have collapsed then when you had this lead and it's dissipated within four holes. It could have been very easy just to throw, oh, my, this is too hard, it's not my day, and I'll just collapse. You didn't, and you kept fighting. You're able to keep shooting birdies and hitting the scoreboard and making the other players under pressure. Do you use that as a real growth opportunity to know that you can now in those situations keep fighting and find a way?
Yeah, for sure. Look, to be honest, I kind of just, I'm normally sort of pretty upbeat and kind of just enjoy, I'm really lucky to do what I do and I kind of just enjoy it. I enjoy working hard at it. So when it happened, I tried to make as much light of it, you know, as possible. So when my lead was gone that quickly, you know, you could get pretty upset about it and pretty frustrated about it. But I kind of just said to myself what I just said to you guys, that I thought it might last me a little longer. Just to try and make a bit of light of it and just try have a bit of a laugh and then kind of move on. And I think that just helped settle me down a little bit for the rest of the day.
I love the fact that there's those three opportunities to get into Europe from a tour card perspective, the touring rights, whatever you want to call it. But how many more events are there to go and which ones are they?
I think we've probably got another half a dozen or so kind of state opens and PGAs and our TPS events on the Australian tour. And then I think there's a couple... bigger events. I think the New Zealand Open is planning to go ahead, but probably pending on international borders and things like that.
Yep.
And then I think there might be a few events later in the season, but I'm not 100% sure yet.
Yeah, still a fair bit to go. Are you going to be down Rosebud in a couple of weeks?
I will, yeah. I head down on Monday. Ah. I'll be in Victoria for a few weeks.
Beautiful. Rosebud Country Club Half. We've played there many
times. Are you
playing?
Yeah. Going to be down there. I played it last year. It's a pretty good track, actually.
What about you, Whitey? Are you going to tee it up? Are you some sort of celebrity sort of action for you?
Well, it might be a celebrity sort of action, but I dominate that course.
This is the stuff I put up with every day, Anthony. This is the stuff I put up with. Well done to you on the win on the weekend. We look forward to seeing you down at the Bud. It is a beautiful part of the world and some great golfing in action as well. We look forward to seeing you, mate. Go well.
Thank you, mate. Appreciate it, guys.